Hello, my name's Sandra Dawson and I'm Professor of Management here at Judge Business School, where my field is organisational behaviour. In essence, organisational behaviour is about the impact of people, individually and in groups, and the way they can impact upon organisational performance through the structures, cultures and strategies that they invent. Fundamentally, organisational success or failure or stagnation comes down to the impact that people have upon their organisations. Within organisational behaviour, I'm particularly interested in leadership and change management. I enjoy working with clients on how they can develop the appropriate leadership capacity as they seek to ensure that their organisations grow and flourish. How can you, in this complex world, lead across nations, lead across religious and faith boundaries, lead people of very different specialisms and very different functions to come to a collective purpose that will see the organisation flourish? In looking at leadership and change management, I draw particularly upon a wide experience. In the academic world, I've been dean of this business school for 11 years, where I've worked with independent, autonomous, wonderfully gifted people who nonetheless need to have a sense of corporate and shared purpose if the business school was going to flourish. I'm now Deputy Vice Chancellor of the University, and I'm leading our initiatives in relation to Cambridge's presence in India. These experiences got fundamental read across to all organisations concerned with professional service delivery, with the employing of autonomous, wonderfully gifted individuals, and working with them to achieve some sort of collective goal. My experience of the commercial sector is on the board of Barclays and a JP Morgan investment trust, where I understand very well the impact that people and organisation makes on the whether those organisations flourish and grow in particularly challenging circumstances. Within the public sector, I'm currently on the FSA, the Financial Services Authority, and I have previous experience of the Public Health Laboratory Service and as chairman of an NHS trust. Here, how people and organisations are put to the services of the public good is of fundamental importance. And lastly, in the charitable sector, I'm on the board of Oxfam, where we seek to overcome poverty and suffering in partnership with others, but only because the leadership and the change management skills are well developed. Now, in spite of this wide experience and my own academic work in leadership and change management, I know there are no simple answers. I know that we need to work with clients to find what's appropriate to you so that we can enable you to achieve the best from the people and the organisations that you create.